Michael is another seminary student in St. Louis, and he recently approached me after one of our classroom trainings, and he shared that there was something particularly helpful that helped him recently as he talked with an atheist friend of his. And the concept that we taught was to just speak what the Bible says. One example would be, there is a way that seems right to man, but in the end it leads to destruction. Now, the way we might want to say that is, well, the Bible says this. However, what's more effective, and he learned this by experience, is just to say what it is that the Bible says without prefacing it. Michael, you're a student here at the seminary.
That's correct.
In your second year.
Yes.
And you just told me about you'd listened to the CD over break and applied some of that with an atheist friend.
Sure.
Can you tell me a bit about that?
Sure. And the big takeaway that I got from the CD, and I've done some evangelism techniques in practice in the past, but the idea of just speaking the truth and not apologizing for it, and not saying, well, I'm a Christian and this is what I believe, but the idea that Jesus is the King of heaven and earth, and he is coming back, and to share that. And I have a friend who is an atheist where I work, and I was working over break, and he and I had several conversations over the past months. And I brought that question to him about Christ returning, and is he going to be ready to stand and face the judgment? And he really didn't have an answer. He didn't deny it. His face just kind of turned red, and I backed off a little bit and said, that's a tough question to answer, and he agreed, and we were able to continue the conversation some more later.
And then you would give him printed out the Gospel of Mark.
Sure. The next day I came in and gave him a copy of Mark that I had printed off of the internet and just put in a three-ring binder and asked him to try and read it all in one setting, and that was on a Thursday or a Friday. Monday comes back, and he had read the whole thing, and we went to lunch that day and talked about it. And his first complaint was that it was too short. Things just jumped from one thing to another, and I told him that there's other ones that are longer and he can read. And the other question he had was, what about when Jesus says, my God, why have you forsaken me? He didn't understand that. And I went through and tried to explain that Jesus actually suffered hell on the cross for us and for you, Greg, and kept just trying to proclaim that truth to him and let the story do the work. And later on in the week, I ended up, because he had the idea, it seemed like he wanted to know more and learn more, so I bought him a Bible and gave it to him as a gift before I left and came back to school. And he didn't want to accept it first. He said, what if I gave you a book that was against everything that you believed? Would you read it? And I said, yes. If you came to me and said, here's a book about atheism, and I've given my life to this idea and this book, I would read it just for the sake of getting to know you better and to know where you're coming from. And he said, okay, I'll take it. So I told him to start with Matthew and then try to read maybe Luke and Acts together, and just asked him to email me with questions, so we'll see where that
that's
goes.
That's great. That's awesome. Now, the train CD you listened to, which one was that? Do you remember the name?
It was Heard on the Street.
Heard on the Street. Okay, yeah. And we have a new one called Gospel Tracks.
Okay.
So I'll make sure you get that if you don't have that.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brad.